Okay, yes, sir. Welcome back to the Old Mood Podcast, episode 61.
Right? Oh my, you did it!
Oh my gosh, I am so good. It has nothing to do with the fact that I literally opened up the podcast on another screen to make sure that I had the right episode choice. Nothing to go there. Yeah. Now, we have Blonde Bear back from Union Break, which he was clocked out for last week, and we still had to pay him for. So, Blonde, you want to give us the intro?
Blonde?
Blonde? Blonde? He's still on break. Technically, he doesn't come back for another 2 minutes. Jay, why don't you go ahead and give us a go?
Hi, my name is Jay Kuhn, and when Awakening was a main 765 gear score, I
did a lot of endgame
PvE content. Almost valley dungeons. I'm currently dying from all the shifts I've been taking at work, but when I'm not dying, you can find me over at twitch.tv/JakenVTV before the T.
I thought you were getting too good at your intro, so I decided to just literally throw a curveball in the middle of it. Yeah. But don't act like you don't like to be obliterated. I've seen how you react to pack no shot calling. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Okay. Jesus loves you. Okay. And Blonde?
Hello, I'm Blonde Bear. You catch me at twitch.tv/BlondeBear, where I'm grinding Deki Owlins for my Merchant Ring and Bebereka Ring.
Nailed it, man.
Wow.
Nailed it, man. First try. Proud of you.
I don't know why Discord keeps doing this thing. I have perfectly fine all day, and then...
Wait, were you actually talking?
It just cuts out. I
thought he was just doing a bit. Jay thought so as well. But we were just sitting there looking at you like we were...
Is your Discord on administrator?
Yeah, it's on every... It's just kind of weird. I was like, oh, is he muted? When's he going to talk? Because I'm watching the stream. And I'm like,
I've got it. Is your wife on the phone right now?
Must be.
Because your dial-up internet might not work if she's actually using the phone right now.
Something's wrong. I don't know. It's so weird.
It's a common mistake. It happens to the best of us. Mm. All right. So I figured we'd start off this week. First of all, we're going to do a couple changes based on the suggestions in the last two podcast comment section. One thing we're going to do is we are actually all going to judge the BDO fashion at the end. We're basically going to rate who we think had the best BDO fashion of everybody that showed up. We're each going to basically give our vote at the end of time here. So so that, like, the fashion at least had... Everybody has, like, a general idea of who thought who had the best BDO fashion. We're on Serenity 2 Elvia, guys, if you want to participate in that. It is on NA. I might try EU a couple times in the near future, but it kind of depends. It's kind of more like NA hours right now. I'm not sure what time it is in EU, but I think it's like the middle of the night. But either way, that's a change right there. And then we're going to go ahead and look at the comments section here, because some people felt very, very strongly about some of the stuff that we talked about last week. Although overall, I think that the feedback on having a Node War change, having a special guest on the podcast was huge. Sadly, we didn't have Blonde Bear on the podcast this week, so it's me that has to get flamed because no one can flame Jay because he'll start crying. Sorry, Blue, your take on grabs is completely wrong. Classes that don't have grabs, for the most part, have the excellent movement, iframes, blink around, etc. Most grab classes defend on grabs to be able to do damage, or depend on grabs to be able to do damage. Your viewpoint on grabs is completely dependent on the class you play and not taking everything into effect. In my opinion, missed grabs always punish you. In a void mode already happens. It prioritizes iframes over grabs, hence the in a void mode error when it pops up. If you got grabbed as a ranged class, you were too close, didn't position correctly, or don't know how to kite. And I just have to say that, like, this is from the perspective of somebody that has had a grab probably their entire BDO career, and doesn't understand what it's like to play a class that doesn't have the tools to avoid a grab. To simply say that, like, a Succession Ranger or even an Awakening Witch or an Awakening Wizard is just supposed to avoid the grab with their iframe, they're just supposed to teleport, like, that's obnoxious. like, because you can literally just walk at them and grab them. Okay, if you walk at them, you don't even have to throw the grab. You're going to wait for them to teleport. They teleport, and then you walk at them again, and then you guessed it. You just grab them this time because they don't have any iframes available. So, like, yeah, missed grabs absolutely punish you, but, like, you only get punished after first, like, making your mistake. Like, if a non-grab class literally doesn't make any mistakes at all, they can still get grabbed. They're protected the whole time. They try to get away. They can't do anything. The grabs can still hit them. You have the first opportunity to succeed every single time. Like, the non-grab class has to try to iframe away. Now, a lot of classes have ways to avoid this, but a lot of classes don't. Like, Succession Corsair, for example, literally just has to sit there in, like, 6 seconds of super armor for most of her skills. And she used to have a grab passive, but what Pearl Abyss did when they reworked resistances is they completely reworked... They reworked resistances, but then they didn't change how the Succession Corsair passive works. So, like, what's a Succession Corsair supposed to do if they're stuck in 6 seconds of super armor and they have essentially zero resist against a warrior, for example? Warrior is one of the most egregious classes in the game when it comes to grab resistance penetration. Like, essentially a warrior just running, like, standard Elkars has, like, the full 80% grab resist. Like, you just can't, you're just not going to be able to grab resist it. And so, like, the Corsair just sits there and just takes it. Like, and there's just nothing that they can do. Yes, the game does prioritize iframes, but it's far easier to land a grab than it is to iframe the grab, because a lot of classes iframes, like Valkyries, for example, Valkyries iframe is extremely difficult to land when you're trying to dodge a grab, because it's like a split second iframe. You guys ever tried to iframe on a Valkyrie?
I do not like playing Valkyrie. It's very uncomfortable to play.
It is uncomfortable to play, but, like, this is part of the point, is that, like, iframes, like, the iframe that you're supposed to use to dodge grabs on Valkyrie, especially Succession Valkyrie, is extremely short, and, like, the grab is just, like, way easier to land than the iframe is to actually use, and then iframes are limited. The grab, you can just kind of hold until you need it, and then some classes, like Berserker, have 3 grabs. So, like, do you have 3 iframes? Not every class does. Like, so, like, I don't know. I just disagreed with this. This is an extremely controversial... Like, this has 7 replies and only 16 upvotes. So, like, this is probably more downvoted than it is upvoted. But, like, it was upvoted, so I did want to address it there. Overall, I will say that I did receive clarification from the CMGM team. And Johnny Five. Also, because he announced it in his Node War hub. The Node War changes were announced, so this is kind of confusing. And I'll go over this in the patch note rundown as well. So, like, people are confused because this was said. This was the official announcement in the official BDO Discord. Okay. It says, this is the May 22nd maintenance announcement. Node War revamp update. So everybody thinks that we're getting the Node War update tonight. We are not getting the Node War update tonight. We are getting it on Sunday. So, like, the Node Wars are not being changed tonight. As far as I'm aware, we're just getting central servers, which is super excited. Which I'm super excited to talk about. But, like, are you guys excited about central servers? Do you guys live close to, like, close-ish to the Midwest?
It's definitely going to increase my, or decrease my ping, but, I'm excited just in general to see what it feels like.
I live on the West Coast, so I think I'm gaining ping, right? So I'm not excited, just kidding. I'm happy for everybody,
I'm happy for everybody. Classic PvE Andy take, man. Classic PvE Andy take.
Sitting kind of position to be in.
Yeah. So I stumbled across a forum post from January of this year that I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit, which I thought was interesting. This says, this is something I don't even know if we've talked about this. It says, is gender lock killing the game? And believe it or not, I would have just glazed over it. But, like, the problem is it actually has a bunch of upvotes. It's got, like, 100 and something upvotes. Why can't I use my mouse? What is going on? Hello? Hold on, I can't use my mouse. But all in all, Is Genderlock killing the game? They said, I was thinking about, oh my gosh, why can't I, hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I can't, it won't let me use my mouse. There we go. It says, I'm thinking about starting BDO again, but I didn't want to start on my old characters again. So I thought, hey, let's try a new class and get a feel for the game again. Until I saw most of the interesting classes are locked into being females, which just killed my entire mood starting the journey in this game. I wonder how many people share this feeling, and also the developers let us choose what we want one day. Maybe it gets enough upvotes. So like it has 100+ upvotes on like the and then it's a kind of a controversial post as well, because it's got 58 upvotes and 50 downvotes. I'm curious about what your guys' take is on the gender locking. Like as veteran players that have played the game for a super long time, do you like gender locking? Or do you not like it and you just kind of deal with it? Blonde, I'll ask for your take first because it's usually the hottest.
I wouldn't necessarily agree that it's killing the game, but I definitely think it stops players who would have been interested in playing more playing the game. I think it definitely, all that it does is limit more people that would play the game, or more people that would play even more to try out classes that they like the aesthetic for, but maybe not necessarily, like, for example, if it weren't for Nuvarkhanth, I probably wouldn't be playing Scholar. As much as I like Scholar, I really like the fully armored, like, big bulky characters, and luckily we have Nuvarkhanth and Orzeka and stuff like that, but if we didn't have those costumes, I'm not gonna buy any of the Pro Shop costumes for any Scholar stuff. Like, I don't want any of it, I don't like any of it, none of it's good. It might be better if we were a bit more balanced on, like, half male, half female, but the fact that it's, like, what is it, like a 60-40, 70-30 ratio of like male to female, I think it just is like, it could just be really frustrating for me personally. I really like the big bulky armor costumes. Now if they made more of those designs for some of the female classes, then maybe I wouldn't be as opposed, because you'd have the alternative. If they didn't make it so they had heels on every single girl class character outfit, then maybe I'd be like, oh okay, this is all right. But that's like the standard, and it's to me it's really frustrating, and I think it definitely does cut out, you know, a portion of people that would be interested in going hard or playing a little more.
Okay, interesting. Everyone's already saying I'll see you in the comment section. Welcome back, Vlad, we love you, buddy. Jay, what's your take on it? How do you feel about Tanner Lucky?
I don't mind it personally. I do agree that, you know, aesthetic is a pretty big, a lot bigger than people think it is when it comes to choosing classes, like how you want your character to look. And that's one of our choices, right? Being male or female, having this warrior aesthetic, having a mage aesthetic, having a, you know, an assassin aesthetic, you know, all that stuff. I think that's really, really important. And they do take away that aspect when it comes to, you know, choosing, oh, do I want to pick a female class or a male class? And so I'm kind of on the fence again. Like, it's like, oh, I don't mind it, but at the same time, I kind of mind it, you know? So I'm just going to stick on the fence, to be honest. So,
my opinion on this, the guy made a forum post. It's really controversial. I'll be honest. I think that most BDO players don't care at all that the classes are gender locked. They just accept that it is what it is. This is like a Korean game. Mm-hmm. This is kind of just how they chose to handle it. And I think that honestly, when BDO came out, I'm going to handle this delicately. When BDO mm-hmm. came out, this was not as much of an issue. But today, I'll be honest, the fact that the game is gender locked actually keeps Black Desert out of a pretty reasonable amount of controversy when it comes to talking about gender, which is kind of a hot topic in today's society. So, like, they don't leave any room for interpretation in their game for like what gender that you basically are on your class. And I think that overall, from a PR standpoint, I think it was kind of a W for them. But like from a player standpoint, I don't think that players care. Like if you want to play a female class, you just pick a female class. And then if you want to play a male class, you just pick a male class. Do we all wish Scholar was male? Yeah, absolutely. We all wish Scholar was male, but we're all still playing Scholar anyway. You know what I mean? Like it is what it is. And that's true. Chat's not wrong. And if you do want to play a female class on a male character, you can just play Archer. Easy W. Easy W, right? Like, and in Korea, they are not, I will say that overall, like, I don't think that this is ever going to get changed regardless of how many upvotes a forum post has on a subject like this, because Korea is extremely strict, about, like, the gender, like, laws and stuff and, like, what they do. It's very different than America. We're definitely a little bit more open, to stuff like this, but, like, in Korea, they're very strict about stuff like this, and I don't think it's ever going to change it being a Korean game, but I also don't think that it deters people from playing the game, like, overall. Like, I don't know, like, I don't really ever hear people. Usually the reason that people are deterred from BDO are one of three reasons. One, the enhancing system is blah, 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 blah. I don't want to fail this many times. Which is why we got the ancient anvil system. Two, the game is pay to win, and I don't want to play a game that's pay to win, so they just don't play any MMOs, because apparently every MMO nowadays is pay to win. Or three, it's too grindy for them, and they don't have the time. Those are usually the top three reasons that I hear for why people don't even want to try BDO. Most of which, I mean, they're trying to address in one way or another. But yeah, I mean, just kind of an interesting post. There's another one that says PA were upset. This one actually has over 500 post interactions. It's got 429 upvotes and 122 downvotes. It says, sorry, no introductions today. No greetings, no nothing. I'm just getting straight to it. Well, this is an introduction, but that's fine, man. It says, dear PA, we're upset and we've been upset for a long time. The Crystal Restore coupon was released today. This is released in April 9th, so a little under a month ago, like 20 days or so ago. The Crystal Reset Restore coupon was released today when was the final straw of my hopes and our hopes that this game can be great. It's clear the company prioritizes profit over players. You know, I made a whole unreleased topic about how gluttonous you are, yet I decided to put that on hold and not post it, to instead write this. We're disappointed, we're hurt, some of us are lost, some of us are numb to the feeling, while others just think that this is okay and don't care. Personally, I don't even know how to feel. I just hate how the single-handedly most controversial topic in your game today, your solution was to make us pay for it. I'm convinced that this was done out of pure laziness and the urgent need to make a quick buck. Out of all our solutions that has been proposed by your dedicated community, you chose the one that no one asked for. It's such a slap in the face. It's clear your tactics are simply predatory and prey on the easily susceptible. It's funny because I used to wonder why you guys cater to the new player experience so much, and now find it it finally makes sense to me. It's because people who are unaware are most likely to make mistakes or make purchases for things that they otherwise don't really need. You make progression painstakingly daunting on purpose so that players are more inclined to spend money in order to advance at a quicker pace. You divide the player base because you know it's easier to manipulate your players alone as opposed to when they are in a group. Why do you think that why do you think there's so many solo grind spots? Why does open world PvP in the Karma system encourage players to actively fight against each other instead of collaborating? You want to keep us divided. You want to keep us from the truth. And most importantly, you want to keep us from spending you want to keep us spending money on your game. A person can't spend money on the game they don't play. You guys recognize this, and this is why you want to employ every predatory tactic to keep your players playing. It reminds me of the mid-2000s documentary Super Size Me. Holy shit. That's a throwback. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Oh,
that's an oldie,
my.
But a goodie.
Ain't no way he just said Super Size Me. Okay. those of you on the forums who have seen it, you will know what I'm talking about here. Those of you who haven't, I recommend searching it up, as my words won't do it justice. Another tactic to milk as much money out of the population as you can. I'll be honest with you, I think that most players that play BDO have seen Super Size Me because we're all old. A player cannot spend money in a game they don't play, so players feel their goals can be reasonably obtained at a minimal cost. I'll say it again, a player cannot spend money on a game that they don't play. Furthermore, nobody enjoys grinding in this game, but like for real, wait. It's, he says, but like BFFR, I think that's mean, but for real, it's most enjoyable for a maximum of 30 minutes. Most of us just made a habit of it. To be honest, no one really likes going to work, but if you're gonna get paid, But if you want to get paid, you clock in, right? They're pretty graphics, intricate combat, vast open world. That's the allure. You make the game look all shiny with nice bells and whistles, so players are inclined to shut their mouths and open their wallets. And then once he or she has ventured deep enough into the world, they realize that what a waste of time it has been, or feel they already are too far in to stop now, so they keep going. It's the never-ending cycle, and it's disgusting. We want change, and we need it now. Stop exploiting us. Stop letting us down. And for the love of God, stop making us feel like we chose the wrong game. Make us feel heard. Provide reassurance. Hold Q&As with the community across all of your regions in BDO regularly. That's all we're asking. Or are we asking too much? Sincerely, a very hurt community. Thank you for your time. This has a lot of updates. Obviously, it's got a decent amount of downvotes as well. But, whew, man, this is a post, man. This guy just went off. I'm curious, what do you guys think about kind of what we just said there? We're going to unpack this a little bit. Blonde, I'll start with you.
In the first half, I'm not going to lie, until they said, doesn't like grinding and don't like doesn't working. Like grinding. Doesn't like going to their job. I mean,
I love going to my job. Decisions. Yes. I don't know about you guys. I love going to my job.
Yeah, I like teaching too. I like going to that. That's more of a personal issue. If you don't like your job, find a better job. And if you like, I don't know. I'm not saying that grinding is the most fun thing and everybody does enjoy it, but it's not true that nobody likes grinding and only for 30 minutes. I mean, if it weren't for the combat in this game, I feel like that's the only delusional part, but everything else is pretty much spot on. I think it is really, really predatory and disgusting. I said the same as what the post said basically the other day on my stream where I was talking about it. I'm like, everything I feel like has been going good. There's something I don't, you know, obviously a game has to make money, but there's some things that are a little too far, but they've kind of outscaled things in the game that make it so that you don't really need a lot of these things. But man, this crystal change, that one is one that's like if it was like 100 pearls or 200 pearls or something cheap, I don't think it'd be bad. But isn't it like 10 or 20 bucks for like a slot or something?
Oh, it's like $25.
I just don't know what the thought process was there. I feel like it's like one of the grossest, most like hand in the cookie jar things they've ever done. I really don't get it. So I mean, I kind of in general agree with, again, everything except for that last.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely this like Crystal Restoration expansion is a good example of what is killing the game more than the gender lock thing that we were talking about earlier. And yeah, I agree with a lot of the posts except where, you know, they said that people don't enjoy grinding the game. That's why I grind the game.
I knew you guys were locked in. You guys were kind of zoning out over the course of the post. I'll be honest, in the second stanza, he did a great job of grabbing your attention again because Jay was kind of going to la la land, and then all of a sudden, I hate grinding. No locked one likes in. Grinding, and Jay's just like, lock in, boys. Like, that's crazy, bro.
I was gonna say, I think most of us can agree that the combat in BDO is like second to none. There's like, this is like the only MMO that I've ever played that has a combat system in this fun and so satisfying. And for him to say that people don't enjoy grinding, I feel like that targets like so many people who play this game for that specific reason, which is grinding, which is the combat system in the game. And so I mean,
PvP is essentially grinding. You're just grinding other players. You're grinding people. It's the combat. It's all of that in general. The movement, the feel of the game is, again, like Jay said, second to none. It's what makes the game so wanted to play, you know? That's why people want to be on it.
So one thing I wanted to touch on kind of resonated with me because of the Ubisoft controversy recently. I don't know if you guys know what's been going on with Ubisoft, but they just released their next Assassin's Creed like trailer for their game and released the monetization for their game. And like there are like four different pre-order packs that you can get. And the thing is that like there's like the standard game, and then there's like you get, in order to get the whole game, essentially, you have to pay two times as much as the standard game. You don't get the whole game for $70 anymore. You have to pay $130. And people are extremely upset about this. Furthermore, one of these sentences in here really resonated with me. It says, it's funny because I used to wonder why they cater to the new player experience so much, and now it finally makes sense to me. It's because the players who are unaware are most likely to make mistakes on purchases for things that they otherwise don't really need. And this resonated with me for two reasons. Number one, you have the recent Ubisoft controversy where Ubisoft is offering you 5 skill points if you buy like the ultimate deluxe edition of the game. And like anyone that's actually played Assassin's Creed knows that 5 skill points is basically nothing, right? Like you could get that like super fast. Like nobody cares about 5 skill points. But anyone that's never played Assassin's Creed before and doesn't know anything about the game is prompted to think that, hey, that's actually an advantage, right? Like, this is a good thing. Like, I should spend the extra $30 or $40 to get those 5 skill points because it'll give me an advantage, right? So, like, it is predatory, at least in this case for Ubisoft, to take advantage of players who don't really know very much about the game and what they're getting, especially for a game that they haven't actually shown any actual gameplay for. But, like, Ubisoft did it, and now we transition. I'll use an example in Black Desert that most of my community knows and are already talking about in the chat, and that's Hercules. I'm sure that most people at this point have seen at least one of my videos that I've made about Hercules. Hercules is the guy that basically spawned into Black Desert and spent, what, like $1,600 or something, like, and before he was even like level 8. Like, he literally just dropped. He had, like, 20,000 Kronstones before he even reached Velia. And, like, he bought, like, the T10 horse skin. He had no idea what it was or how to use it. He bought the wagon skin. He had no idea what it was or how to use it. And now, Hercules is kind of an egregious example because, like, that dude just wants to spend money, right? Like, but, like... Mm-hmm. It also represents like there are like threads of truth where you can look at Hercules and be like, okay, yeah, this is way too predatory. One of them is the T10 horse skin. Why are you allowing a new player who can't possibly have a T10 horse skin yet to purchase the T10 skin? Like, I understand letting them view it in the Pearl Shop, but allowing them to purchase it when they've just spawned into the game and they don't even have a T10 on their account is predatory. Flat out. That is obnoxious. But like, and like Pearl Abyss, generally speaking, doesn't do too much predatory stuff anymore. When Kakao Games was kind of managing the game, it was way, way worse. But nowadays, I think that Pearl Abyss has taken like reasonable steps in the correct direction, giving away more pets, giving away inventory slots, and all kinds of stuff that we've never seen before. However, at the core of this post, he's talking about the crystal system, and like the crystal preset thing. And I have to agree with him. I think that flat out, it was just the biggest money grab. It was extremely uncharacteristic. It kind of caught me by surprise. I don't know about you guys, but like, I don't ever really see Pearl Abyss do things like that. So like, something tells me that, like, I don't know if their stock was down and they're like, screw it, we got to do this because we got the crystal expansion coupons, and then we immediately got suddenly outfits were going up in price without increasing Kronstones, right? Like, so like. Like, we like outfits went to 2.1 bill as well. So, like, the pay-to-win margin just, like, increased pretty dramatically for selling outfits on the marketplace. So, like, I don't know if their stock was down or what, but he's absolutely right. It was a super predatory move. Players are not going to understand, like, exactly what the crystal presets are. An experienced player is going to understand, but a new player might not understand what's happening and accidentally buy it. And, again, that's predatory, just like the T10... horse skin is predatory. Now, there's a certain amount of this that goes into, okay, well, you just have to be a smart consumer. You just have to be smart with your money. And while that's true, you can't expect like a normal average consumer to outsmart a multi-billion-dollar company. Like, they're smarter than you. Like, they're going to try to scam you out of your money. They're going to try to take advantage of you. I'm not saying that Pearl Abyss does this necessarily all the time, but it's not as easy as just be a smarter person. Like, it's just that argument kind of just doesn't work very well. And when it comes to the crystal preset expansion coupons, you're talking about probably the most controversial topic in the game's recent history. Even when we were all upset with Pearl Abyss months back because they weren't listening to the player base, one of the topics at the forefront was crystal loss, right? We all wanted a crystal loss, like, change system. We wanted crystal loss to basically be removed from the game or changed or reworked in some capacity. I think that the developers basically were like, Okay, yeah, we don't want to ruin the marketplace, but here's the thing. There's like a bunch of different ways they could not ruin the marketplace by removing crystal loss from the game. Just include crystals in like some alchemy recipes that everybody uses, or in like the T10 or something, or I don't know. Like you can, you know, like there's all kinds of stuff that you could require crystals for. Alternatively, you could require them to have it for like upgrading their gear. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like there's a number of things like this whole market excuse where, oh, it'll just ruin the market, so we don't want to change it because the marketplace will get ruined. That's obnoxious, dude. They could fix that in like literally in one brainstorm session. I could come up with like five or six different things that they could basically add crystals to. If I knew like what they were going to come out with content wise, I could basically immediately be like, hey, yeah, just add like crystals to like the to the crafting for that particular item, or for dead god crafting, or whatever. You know what I mean? It is what it is. There's so many different ways you could solve this, but like instead of solving the problem that their player base had, they monetized the solution. So like, you, of course people are gonna get upset. You literally created a problem and then monetized the solution. Again, I felt like I was dealing with Kakao Games again. Like Kakao was just like, no, we love silver having weight. This is great. Honestly, it should have more weight. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. I mean, back then, you basically had to get some weight and inventory to play the game at all. The argument that, like, weight and inventory were pay to convenience, which, by the way, is still pay to win. I don't really care what people say about that, but pay to convenience is absolutely pay to win. But, like people were like, oh, no, you could totally play free to play. You don't need weight. You don't need inventory. Oh, God, you totally needed it back then. Nowadays, you can make a case that you don't really need that stuff, or that the game gives enough of it to you. But like back then, it was obnoxious. I don't know. Like Blonde, you said that it kind of caught you off guard too. Jay, you haven't spoken on this too much. Like you're a PvE-er, man. Like you need to be more upset about this. Why do you not have your pitchfork out? Like, get your pitchfork out.
No, definitely.
Yeah, get off the fence, Jay.
God damn it, Jay.
Let's lay down some opinions.
Well, I would like to believe that whenever companies or developers do a predatory monetization choice, again, preface, I would like to believe that it's not the developer's choice. It was more like a shareholder choice of them like pressuring, because I've seen in the video game industry of like the situation with like, let's say, like Helldivers. I'm pretty sure like the developers definitely did not want people to do the PSN thing with like Sony and stuff, but I don't know, they were kind of pressured in that way and they were trying to push back on it and stuff like that. And I feel like this is like a maybe, again, I would like to believe it might have been a similar case where they had to just make a choice on how to make more monetization in the least damaging way possible. And maybe this was like the poison that they took in that way. But yeah, definitely, I don't think anybody likes the crystal restoration method that they proposed to us, that they did implement to us. There are so many other ways they could have implemented it. In a way that was not predatory, but this is the way they chose. And I don't know, it's just I at the same time, I mean, maybe this is a hot take, but for me, whenever I'm looking at things that I need to work on let's say the issue is when you die you lose a crystal, right? And so I don't want to like simply say get good, but like at the same time, that kind of motivates me to get good so that I don't have to deal with this issue, is to just not die. I don't know if that's a hot take, but I'm just going to go with it. Let's talk about me.
Oh, Jay-kun. Jay. Oh, God. Jay.
Don't die, I guess.
What have you done? Oh, God.
It's my turn. Hit me with the comments.
I am so excited for the comments on the podcast this week. Yeah. So the comment to just not die, why don't you just go to Dekia Ash with full pen Fallen God and tell me how much you're not dying, okay? Like, you're gonna die. And the funny thing is,
your gear's not gonna help you.
Yeah, there's a clip of me.
I always tell that to my chat. When it comes to these end game spots, what's gonna save you is you, not your gear. After a certain point, like your gear is gonna help you make more mistakes, but you should be minimizing those mistakes as much as possible. And that's what I always advise to my chat.
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't monetize it when people do make a mistake, because people are inevitably going to make mistakes. People are inevitably going to make mistakes in video games, and they shouldn't have to pay to correct those mistakes.
100%, 100%. But this is the reality right now. This is the only, we're not given a choice, right? So I'm like thinking, hey, let's focus on the things we can do rather than focus on things we can't do. What we can do is not die, right? What we can't do is change their minds.
Oh, yes, we can.
Right now, man.
Oh, yes. Can we? Yes, you can. See, like, the funny thing is, what people don't understand, and people are saying, well, yes, the devs still have a say, is like, oh, yeah, the shareholders get a say, but then the devs have the final say. Well, not really. If your stock is in the garbage, and I'm going to pull up the Pearl Abyss stock on. Pearl Abyss stock. Let's take a look at this. If your stock is in the garbage, let's look at year to, let's look at 1 year, okay? About... on April 17th, this is when the crystal change kind of came out, is right here, is the stock is literally sitting at rock bottom. Ultimately, it's all about the money. Like, the developers have a say to a point, but at the end of the day, if everyone pulls funding for your game, you don't get to like fund the game anymore, right? So, like, I feel like they felt they needed to make a change in order to actually make a little bit more money. Is probably the reason here. And, like, yes, the developers absolutely have a say, but the stockholders are really the ones that kind of end up having the final say, especially when the stock is doing poorly. The developers get more of a say if the stock is going well, right? If the stock is soaring and doing super well, and they say, we want to make more money, the developers can absolutely just be like, no, that's not, yeah, screw that. If you don't, if you don't want to be part of the ship, just jump off anyway. We'll just grab somebody else because we're already up. But when you're down, you lose a lot of your leverage. So like, yeah, they were down pretty bad. If I look at the 5 year here, this is like the lowest that they had ever been in 5 years. And then they made some changes to the game. And I'll tell you right now, part of the reason that like they tanked so hard, you'll notice that like all of that controversy that we had in like with regards to you remember like we did like the United Nations podcast started, all the regions were super upset. Korea was boycotting what was that game mode that they took away recently? War of the Roses. But Korea's boycotting War of the Roses. They're super upset. One-sided deck changes come through. Notice all of that was happening start of November, early December. Look at the stock drop off. And like, this is what happens when your players get upset. Okay? Your players get super upset and your stock continues to drop. If your players continue to get upset, people stop playing, spending money on your game, and the stock continues to get go down. Precision hammers and stuff come out. You see a slight increase, but again, just an overall decline because players were just generally unhappy with the game. Like, now they finally said, okay, we have to monetize differently if we're going to make more money. So now they've started making a little bit more money, but I'll be honest with you. You speak with your wallet. You can absolutely change their mind. They were not listening to us at all back in November, okay? Now, I do feel like they definitely listened to at least some of our content, to at least some of our forum posts that we make. They basically are forced to. You know why? Because at the shareholders meeting very recently, if you watched the Anders video, I don't know if you guys saw it, or at least my react to the Anders video, Anders lays out, like, that Pearl Abyss kind of like the Pearl Abyss like shareholders like the distribution of like wealth and normally NAEU typically makes up about 61-62% of Pearl Abyss's overall wealth, but now we're only about 52%. So the West definitely spent way less money. That doesn't seem like a significant amount of money. That is a tremendously significant amount of money, and that would be the reason that they started listening, because they started losing money hand over fist because players were unhappy and everyone stopped spending money on the game. So if you're not happy with the game, it's very simple. Stop spending money, right? Like, if you don't like the crystal change, don't buy the crystal stuff. And I said it when it came out, I'll say it again, don't buy it. Like, if you buy it, it's going to reinforce that they did the right thing, even if people complain, right? Ubisoft is exactly the same way. Right, this whole Ubisoft controversy with their Assassin's Creed game, just don't buy it. If you keep buying it, it's gonna keep getting worse. It's gonna keep the downhill slide coming. They're gonna keep trying to push it further and further until they realize where the line for their consumer is. You can't keep doing this. So like, guys, if you don't like something, just don't buy it. right? Stop buying outfits and selling it for money if you don't like the Pearl Shop change, right? But like a lot of the whales probably like that. That's probably why the graph went up. But I almost guarantee, like, the crystal. Did you guys buy the crystal reset Koopa? You guys are PvEers. No. It most affects you guys.
I did not.
Right?
I just don't die. So I don't have to buy it.
I still die, nobody... and I don't buy it.
Yeah, hopefully nobody like misunderstood me like that I was advocating for buying this. So
he literally said that word for word.
I was
No, he didn't. He just said don't die forehead
for not this kind of predatory monetization choice. And that again, like when I said focus on things you can do and don't focus on things you can't do, because what I can do right now to just not avoid having to buy this is just not die, right? Hopefully that I'm coming, it's coming from a good place, not from a bad place, to just make sure everybody is understanding of what I actually mean, which is, hey, I don't care about this item, I'm not gonna buy it. What can I do to make sure that I don't have to buy it or at all buy it? Is just, you know, do the thing I can do, which is, and again, the only thing you can do is just not die to lose crystals, right? So, and again, it's harder. I don't know how to, I'm really bad at articulating myself, so I'm not too sure how else to say is to get good in order to do that. But yeah, just improve yourself as a gamer and you just won't need to use these items that they were trying to put in the Pearl Shop. So
yeah, like if you don't like an outfit, don't buy it. You don't like the crystal preset stuff, don't buy it, right? Like, yeah. It's really simple.
Beat them at their own game, Jay. Now go grind another 10 hours. Bro, the same game.
Yeah, so grinding. Here's the problem with the don't die solution. I forgot to address this before. Mm-hmm. The other day, or like yesterday, or no, the day before that, on stream, I was grinding. Mm-hmm. And I just immediately died at Yasrid Highlands. I just 100-0. And I thought, that was weird. I don't feel like I misplayed it all. Sure enough, I clip it, and it shows me frontal guarding the mechanic like I'm supposed to. My frontal guard basically evaporates, and I immediately iframe. I use the magic elevation, which is supposed to be an iframe in PvE, right? You can see me going into the animation. The skills all go on cooldown. The character moves, and I died in iframe in magic elevation. Like, it just straight up one-shot me through magic elevation. And, like, so sometimes I'm telling you, it's not your fault. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you happen to live where, like, the servers or your ping is, like, kind of bad, that's gonna happen more frequently. And yeah, like having three like crystal restore coupons is like reasonable, you know what I mean? But like making people pay for extra mistakes that are honestly caused by the game in a decent amount of cases is predatory and shitty. Like this whole don't die thing, yeah, well, what if the server just dies? Or you are in a PvE iframe and they coded it wrong. Like I think Yasrid, I honestly don't even think that it lagged. I really do think that they just coded it wrong, because when magical, it's happened twice now where magical evasion is off cooldown and I use the skill, you'll notice that it's got a super armor icon on the skill, and Jay will know what I'm talking about because he's played Awakening Witch. It's got the super armor icon on the skill. I think what they did at Yasrid is they made, some of the mechanics hit you like a normal player. It's like a code issue. Like they literally just like the mechanics, instead of hitting you for PvE, it hits you for PvP. And magical evasion is only a super armor in PvP. And I would get one shot in PvP if that much damage hit me and I was in magical evasion. And it's happened twice now where I have literally been just like in the super armor for magical evasion and I'm dead. And when it's supposed to be a PvE iframe. So I think they just coded it just flat out wrong. And you shouldn't be punished for a bug like that. Right? Like, bugs happen like that too. How many countless people have died for the basically the same thing? And they don't even necessarily have the video evidence to prove it. I have the video evidence to prove it. Like, it's obnoxious. And it's not fair. So again, just saying don't die is just not a good way to do it. And I really sincerely look forward to the comments on Jay's hot take there.
As I mentioned before, I'm really bad at articulating, so maybe don't die is not the best way to put it. But say you do die.
Don't die.
Let's
get good. Don't die.
Let's say you do die to that bug. So what can you do to avoid having that bug in the first place? Don't use magical evasion. Use teleport or something. And that's what I mean, is like focus on the, you can't do anything about a bug, right? You can't do anything about your magical evasion being a bug, right? And that's unfair and that sucks, right? But what can you do about it? Nothing, right? Other than
get good.
Say to them, tell them to fix it. And then what can you do while you're waiting? Well, use something else. Use teleport. That's what I mean by look at the things you can do. to just not die. Sorry, I don't know how else to articulate
it. I'm like, Jay, I can't wait for the comments. And he said, hold on, get my shovel. And he just kept digging. He was in a hole and he just kept...
Hopefully, again,
use some baby crystals if you're scared. Use some baby crystals.
There's alternative choices. I know. It's just
saying use a calculator for next time. 100%
agree.
Where's your gorilla star?
Okay. How else to say, but like, you got to look at the options you can do about it, right? There's no point in other than you like telling them to fix it, right? What can you do while you're waiting is do the things you can do about it, which is use an alternative method. Hey, if magical evasion was not working for you, then use teleport. That's definitely an iframe and stuff like that, right?
Whatever
class you have, it's like.
But teleport's only on cooldown every 7 seconds. So like,
why are you using it when you don't need to use it? That's also another.
Because there's like multiple one-shot mechanics in quick succession before teleport's going to come off cooldown again. Like,
there's not.
That's the problem.
I've grinded Izzurhead Highlands. You don't.
Yeah, does the double stomp
that much?
The double stomp? Yeah, you gotta like, bro, you ain't getting through it. If you just try to teleport the double stomp, you're gonna die to the second tick. It'll just kill you.
One of the ticks, I promise
you.
I
tried. Geared. My frontal guard literally just immediately vaporized, and I was like, well, that was weird. So then this is all comes together. My frontal guard, I used a frontal guard on a mechanic that is supposed to be frontal guard. Like, you're supposed to be able to frontal guard it. And so, like, I used equilibrium break, and then my frontal guard just vaporized. 100 to 0. It's not supposed to do that. But I was like, okay, magical evasion. Going into the iframe, which is exactly what I'm supposed to do when the oh shit moment happens like that, and I just died anyway. Right? So like, we have two instances where like I did try other stuff, and like you could say this for any class. Like, no, the solution is okay, well just don't grind that spot. You just can't grind that spot. So I just immediately left. I'll be honest with you, I died and I just said, nope, I'm done. This is the second time it's happened. And like, it happened two times in a row, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'm done. Like, cause I clipped it the second time. Like, chat clipped it for me, and we examined it. And they were like, "Holy shit, caught in 4K! What the hell is this?" Like, it was obnoxious. So like, I just had to leave. I just left the grind zone. Ironically enough, magical evasion is 100% a PVE iframe at every other spot in the game.
Yes.
I have never run into this problem before. Not in the dungeon. Not in any other grind zone. Only at Yazrid, which means it's very clearly a bug. And I should not be punished. See, I lost an ultimate Macalod. I shouldn't be punished because their game is bugged, right? Like, it's... And I shouldn't have to... I certainly shouldn't have to pay my money. I understand
Hopefully,
that.
I need to clarify I never said that
you should
be punished
at all. You said, get good. And if I suck, it's my fault.
No, I am saying you got to look for alternatives if there is no other choice. And well, if you have to leave, that might be the other alternative. And again, I don't want to say that I never said that you should be punished at all. Hopefully, everybody understands
Jay. No, everybody gets that. But like, the big thing here, Jay, is you're being pacifist about it, and I think that that's a bad take. So your solution is, well, they're just not going to change it, or like you just need to try to work around
it. Shouldn't change
right?
it. I'm saying you gotta like do what you can do about it now.
But no, you've got to complain about it.
Wait.
You've got to complain about it.
For sure. I never said you shouldn't complain it. I said tell them to fix it. And while you're waiting for them to fix it, do something about what you can do about it right now, which is those alternative choices is all I'm trying to say.
I just sincerely think that if you try to wait and you find alternatives to it, the devs are just going to let you live on that copium forever. And the problem is, if you do this enough times where you're just like, oh yeah, we're just like waiting for them to fix it. You end up with a bad game. If you don't complain loud enough times, and they just keep making changes and they just keep going, and you just allow bad things to happen in your game without complaining about it, you end up with a bad game eventually. And so like, I think that it's important for players to constantly voice opinions like this, in this forum post, like ultimately kind of trying to bring this full circle. Like, I think it's important for players to voice opinions like this. And like, it had a lot of strong upvotes. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard a single person that's bought the crystal coupon thing.
Yeah.
So
if you know anybody that bought that stupid shiz, you better name and shame.
Nope. Maybe in Blonde Bear's Twitch stream, you can go witch hunting, but not in Blue_Squadrons. You understand?
You don't know.
Okay. We don't witch hunt here. We just make report lists with everyone's family names.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, you better send me the names.
Yeah,
frick that, bro.
Choice bought it. Did Choice actually buy it?
No fudging way.
There's no way Choice bought it. I don't believe that. I'd have to see it. I'd need receipts on it. Yep. Either way, we talked enough receipts on this. There's actually one more forum post that I kind of want to talk about here. And this guy said, I used AI to generate 500 plus mostly non-slutty out costumes. And I wanted people's opinions on what they thought of these outfits. We love BDO fashion. I'll be honest with you. Some of the outfits in the game are kind of basic. They made like the Academia outfit, and then they made the Academia outfit again, for example. Like, it's just kind of annoying. Like, bro, we liked the Academia outfit, and they were like, but what if you got it again? We're like, bro, what are we talking about? We need to move away from this idea, right? So, like, let's take a look at some of these. Look at this first one here. This is a good outfit for, like, honestly, this kind of strikes me as, like, a tamer outfit. Now, I don't know if the horns remind me of Kaling or what it is, but, like, that's a pretty cool outfit.
That's a pretty cool outfit. I like the plate, man. I'm a big plate wearer. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, here's another, like, oriental outfit. Like, these are all, like, kind of Eastern outfits that you're gonna see in the dragons. Honestly, I could see Draconia wearing an outfit like this. And honestly, we don't really see too many Chinese themed outfits.
No.
Like, and the game is releasing in China, so maybe we'll see more of it. Oh my goodness. This one screams Nova. This is absolutely Nova. You know what I mean? Honestly, I feel like Nova already basically has this. This outfit. I forget what it's called though. I mean, some of these are really good. Honestly, the headpieces. Some of our headpieces in BDO are pretty garbage because they just change your hairstyle and like that's it.
True.
That's all it does, right? Boring. Like, look how like this is crazy intricate. You know what I mean? This is pretty cool. Yeah, like the ornate headdress. Yeah, I mean that's pretty cool. And again, you can always hide it if you want to as well. Oh, this one just says my queen, bro. This is crazy.
Of the plate style look.
Yeah, these are all like
they all seem to be just full plate.
Yeah, it's funny I'm how okay that works. That. It's almost like that you should like, yeah, you know, maybe they should make more female outfits that aren't just showing literally all skin.
True. Very true.
That's crazy. Like, bro, we just got the Celestia outfit. The Celestia, I'm not joking. They had a zoomed in photo of the character's ass on the Celestria like outfit. It's literally just an open back with just her butt sticking out. And like they just zoomed in on it and they were like, check this out. Yeah, and I'm sure that they sold thousands of copies of that skin. Literally obnoxious. I will say that I think that the Aitor shoes should have been designed more like this. I would love to have seen more of like a let's see. So the Dawn's gloves, I think, had a really cool look to them, and I think that they could have done the same thing with the shoes. Like, I think they could have done like some dragon stuff with the shoes. Also, can we get an outfit with wings like this? If we could get an outfit with wings like this that wasn't terrible. Currently, we have the Cibellius Divinius outfit, and you look like you're in like a Broadway musical with like how the wings look. They look so staged and fake. It's supposed to be a fantasy game, and you're walking around. You can literally see, like, the things that are supposed to be holding up your wings. They're stale. They don't move. They're garbage. Like, I personally wanted the Divinius outfit until I realized the wings just don't move. They're just constantly stationary. Yeah,
it's just super stationary and kind of ugly looking.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if, so you mentioned the Dawn's gloves having a really cool design. I was thinking it'd be cool if they had a unique design for the helmet and the chest, because they're just Black Star design right
now.
That's boring. And also if they could have like a complete sort of, I guess, like transmog version of each of the unique designs. So instead of just having the Ator shoes being look like Ator, it would have, we could have Ator's gloves, Ator's chest, Ator's helmet, or Don's chest, Don's boots, Don's helmet, and stuff like that. And then, you know, it could just be some sort of like extra thing you pay, like silver wise in game, like, you know, it's like another silver thing to just,
or you
like
do some cool quest or some challenge where you oh, you got to be some hard boss or something. Like, there, like this game does have an untapped well of like challenge mode esque content, like they do in World of Warcraft, where like you have this like hard dungeon, and once you achieve it, you can show it off to everyone. I mean, that's essentially what the Mysteries of Summer kind of is. Like, those are not easy to do, and they're very frustrating and hard sometimes on some of the challenges. And it's like a test of your will, basically. But if we had more of that kind of stuff, I think that'd be really cool for, you know, all the just different potential stuff you could, you know, add, you know, stuff that would show your achievements when people see you walking around. I mean, like we've had in previous conversations, like when people see you walking around in New Verkant or Zekka when it first came out, people are like, whoa, where's that outfit from? You know, people would literally DM you about it. And it would be cool if we had more of that. Like when people see the Archer's weapons, like this stuff's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, people would love that stuff. Like, and honestly, again, they could, that's stuff that they absolutely can monetize. We're not going to get upset about, and we'll throw our money at the game. Like they, if they wanted to release like a transmog set for your armor, like, hey, this turns all of your stuff into like the Dawn's version, right? Or into like the Orient, like this Oriental version. Like, oh, great. Or this one's just all Blackstar armor. Okay, well, there you go. Right? Like, people would pay for that. It wouldn't be the end of the world. People might get upset about it, but it's all cosmetic, so it's not the end of the world. And again, we would spend, I don't understand why they would go down a route where like they would monetize crystal like slots when there's so much untapped potential in their outfit category. Like, let's be honest, if they
that's
just had,
it was easy and lazy.
Hey,
that's why
we're releasing these new outfits. It's not even a whole skin. It's just a new weapon skin that changes your effects to green.
That's what they did for the Shy, and it's like one of the $70. Most worn outfits.
Yeah, like literally just $70, people would just drop it. People wouldn't even consider it. Like it would be crazy. Like, and again, you could also add this in a non-monetized way for hitting like level 67 on a class. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or something, or 66 on a class. You could give them like, yeah, a yellow effect on one of their skills. You know what I mean? Like, boom, there you go. But like, if they want all their effects to be green, they can just put on the weapon. Or whatever it is. Like, there's a lot of different ways that they can monetize the game without necessarily compromising more pay to win or compromising their crystal system, which, let's be honest, people were already upset about. You took a system that everyone was already controversial and people were already upset about, and then you monetized the solution. Yeah, you deserve blowback on that. You deserve to get put on blast repeatedly and often for that, because that's stupid, because when you do stuff like that, you should not be rewarded for it, right? Now, they increased Pearl Shop, like, outfits, like, how much you could sell them on the marketplace. By the way, these are some amazing Awakening Witch outfits. I would love.
Those are sick.
I would absolutely love a robe that went down below your footsies. But, like...
The one that dragged,
yeah. Yeah, and also, like, I think that there's a lot of people on the internet that have, like, the disability of liking feet. But I'm just going to say right now that, like, if you... If you added shoes to the game that looked like that, like with like the open toes, but like they're like looped over and they're not necessarily heels, people would buy that. Like 100%. People would totally buy that. I like that, but I don't know if they would. I guess they could. There's outfits on Wizard where like the robes drape down like below your feet, and those outfits work too. But like, I don't know, like Witch doesn't really have too much of this like really like droopy stuff. Is there anything in here you'd like to see for your Woosa, Jay? Like this one. Would you like some roots coming out of your head?
Roots coming out of my head. Maybe. Some very, like, you know, druidic kind of designs.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness.
That's a class we don't have yet, a druid.
Bro, I would, dude... I always play Druid in D&D. I always play Druid because it's an extremely versatile class and can do a lot of things. I really, really like playing Druid. I would totally play Druid in BDO, except that Jay doesn't like the idea of a tiger running around Velia because it would break immersion with the airship flying overhead. And the hentai girl on all the flags. Like, it's obnoxious to me that they won't introduce classes like Druid to the game because they feel like it would break immersion. What are we even talking about? We have, like, academia outfits.
Yeah, now with the llama lore, I feel like it kind of would tie in, right? Llama 2 would be really cool.
Well, didn't Jay say that he was going to change? You know, remember that one?
I don't know. If you look at the llama lore, like, all of them turn into freaking creatures, right? They're all people that get corrupted and turn into creatures. So, like, you know, maybe...
What is llama lore?
Llama, Land of the Morning Light.
Lommel. Lommel. Yeah. So for the I knew that. Yeah, I was just helping our listeners.
Yeah, for those of us, didn't know.
For those of us,
it'd be good.
For those of us that don't know,
tigers.
Yeah, which people turned into creatures?
Yeah, like half of them, bro. Half of the bad. Hold on. I'm sorry. If you watch the cutscenes, if you paid attention to the quest lines, you'd have saw them turning into fudging creatures.
That'd be cool in terms of it's like a boss splits class. Like, you evoke the boss's abilities. Like, oh, you
wouldn't
can
be sick. Pull out Mugen's the pig king and you're just you walking can... around doing the spins.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. So maybe not a druid, but like a spirit invoker or something like that. Something that pulls out other classes.
Yeah, you can use all the boss's abilities. Like, you can summon the Dokkaebi King. You can summon Gumiho. You can summon Imugi. What else is there? Sick. Summon Sangoon.
Yeah. I just saw an outfit with a third leg. And
where
it was supposed to be.
Yeah, wasn't there a Zerker in the competition?
Yeah, you guys have to be careful. There's Adam's apple, like the prow of a ship. That's not a leg, but they did have to clothe it just for safety.
Wasn't there a Zerker with a third leg? So with all the people with the costumes right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, like, this gentle pink stuff. A lot of these are more. Oh my goodness, kind of the same. And then every once in a while, you get like a banger. Like, I think that, like, the full iron, like the fully clad outfits kind of like this, but like also have like that, like, dragon-ish theme. We don't have anything like that. I think that would be really cool. I think that would hit, especially with like the oriental headdress. I think people would really, really like that. Like, I think some of Noah's most popular outfits are the ones where she's
third leg.
Got a lot of armor on it. Uh-oh.
I saw third leg.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's better if you just don't count.
What inspired that art.
They could go a different direction with Witch. They could do like a creepy outfit for Witch. You know what I mean? Ooh. Where like you look like you need help, right? Like you need to be fixed. You know what I mean? Like, I can fix her. Like if my Witch was standing in town like this with like, and like the animation could be like a bunch of candles spawn up around you in like a circle, and she's like staring at the ground, and like the hood's kind of like draped like half over her eyes, and then like it gets kind of gloomy for a second. That would be sick. Like, super cool outfits like that. They could go a different direction with it. And again, I don't think that kind of breaks immersion at all.
I feel like they could add, if they're going to add a new slot, it would just like, it'd be like a cape slot or like some sort of purely cosmetic slot that would just add like an animation slot or something like that, and that could be a way to monetize the game.
Let's be honest,
in that way, and people definitely pay for like cosmetics and stuff like that. So
let's be honest, the most of the hide cape features are hiding things that are getting in the way of the content. If you catch my drift, like let me here. I'll demonstrate. I'll swap over to my witch, but I'll scroll through the rest of these kind of quickly because we're running out of time here. But like, a lot of these are fully clad. A lot of these are oriental. I really like them. I will also say that some of these include like some really cool face paints, and we don't see that enough. Like this with like a Spectre's Wraith, or maybe even Wusa, right? You could do this for like witch, Wusa, all kinds of stuff. This would be super cool. Anything like this for like Halloween would be super, super sick. You could even add like glowing effects behind it. Oh yeah, Sork. Obviously, Sork's a slam dunk for stuff like that. But like, you know, you see outfits. Like this, and like you zoom in on this outfit and you're like, okay, yeah, sure, I get it. And then you click hide cape, and the only thing that the hide cape function actually does is it reveals the content. It reveals the content. Yeah, like that's all that they use the hide cape function for. Like, it literally is just to disrobe your character, basically. Other good examples of this are
You don't have Patrigo's apparel bag to organize your stuff.
It's kidding? Do you know how much stuff I have? Jesus. Are you joking right now?
You can get one every week, through in game. Like, you just hand him some materials. And I think his name is Marco.
You think he knows how to do that? You think he knows how to talk to an NPC?
Yeah, Patrigo's apparel bag is free.
Blonde?
Is that a quest? Is that a quest?
Yeah, it's a weekly quest. You can repeat it.
Yeah, questing? No, I don't think so.
It's not even questing. You just hand him materials.
Yeah, I'm already lost. I don't even care.
Yep, he's gone.
Again, here we go. Like, this outfit is another perfect example, and we all just got this for free. If you said happy 3,000 days Black Desert with an exclamation point, everybody's going to get a copy of this outfit for free. I don't think it's the hot... There's a hot pants version, which basically is just shorts instead of pants. Uh-huh. But, like, if you hide the cape on this outfit... I love how Jay's like, uh-huh, yeah, please just hide the cape so we can see the content. like, bro, if you hide the cape on this outfit, again, it just reveals the content.
Whoa.
That's all it is. There's nothing else, right? Like, yeah, we'd love to see, like, another outfit slot that basically changes your effects, right? Like, now everybody stop disrespectfully looking at my witch. But even still, that's basically what the hide cape function is used for nowadays. But, like, I'd love, like, spectral wraith outfits like this would be super sick. Mm-hmm. And you could even do, like, wow, look at that. The face is painted like that. Would be really cool. You could have, like, a skull one. This one could be, like, Hashashin. You know what I mean? Hash could do like a skull thing, or they could do like we've never seen like a Day of the Dead, I don't think, or like a Mexican or like some sort of Spanish themed skin like that. Like, I think that would be really cool. Like, Day of the Dead would be really cool to celebrate. If they wanted to come out with like
a face paint feature in the beauty function, maybe that would be a way to do it.
Yeah, ooh, I mean, like,
but have you heard of TTD before?
What is that?
Okay, so if you give players too much creativity, like, because I was saying, like, oh, face paint, like, make them their own designs and stuff, but if you give people too much creativity, creative freedom in video games, something called TTD happens, and TTD stands for time till dicks. And what? So if you give people too much creative freedom in to create whatever they want in video games, they're gonna
are you implying that someone's gonna draw a dick on their face?
That's what TTD stands for. You've never heard of it?
No, but like,
well, it's a thing.
Jay, we live in a world where the character creator for this game already lets you like literally modify every aspect of your characters. I've been walking around town and I've seen a literal penis hair coming out of somebody's head. Okay, it's just like basically alfalfa, but like, they know what they did, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But like, I think that the creativity that goes into it, I mean, like, bro, we could have drawn that line like a long time ago. They came out with an outfit on Wizard. I talked about this on stream a few days ago. There's a certain outfit on Wizard where they literally had to immediately censor the outfit because this wasn't time till dicks. This was just like, I'm just gonna let you understand what happened with this outfit. Where
for Wizard?
Is it?
There's something that happened with Wizard.
Oh yeah. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it's called.
Was there a clothing malfunction that happened?
You could call it a malfunction. Let me see if I can't just go through and find it. Oh, chat's giving me the name Core because, see, they know. There it is.
They know.
Yeah, so this outfit used to be dyeable.
Yeah.
It is no longer dyeable. Yep. Okay?
What? Why?
Oh, Jay, my sweet, sweet summer Jay. Jay goes to church every week, guys. Jay goes to church every week, and he prays to the good Lord Jesus. Okay? Jay doesn't understand why this can't be a dyeable outfit anymore. Like,
what were they dying?
It's all right, Jay. It's all right, Jay. Like, it's better. Jay is so innocent, man. He can't know. It's all good. You know what I mean? Like, God, that's cute. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, Blonde understands. Like, yeah, obviously you have to limit characters' freedom. Otherwise you end up with a situation where, like, people kind of get out of hand with it, and the dicks are the least of your concerns. I'll be honest with you.
Yep.
Okay, I think we've kind of run out of time here. I would like us to vote on which outfit we think is the best here at the BDO Fashion Contest. Do you guys have a particular outfit? Okay, hit me, Blun.
The wizard? This guy? Wearing the green and orange.
Oh, the green wizard?
Oh, God, oh, yeah, this guy.
Green and orange wizard. Pretty sure that's the UF state colors for the University of Florida. I'm not a big football fan or whatever, but that color combination is really sick. It stands out. And he's got a little mustache and everything. Yeah. That's a very stylized wizard, not gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Super, super good. Jay, which one do you like?
I like the... go to the left a bit. It's the...
I'm zoomed in on it.
I can't remember what... go left one more. She's like leaning on the little yellow thing.
This?
With the skirt, the one,
this one,
the pastel caught in, yeah, that one. Hmm.
Oh gosh, like, yeah. Of course you do. You know why? You know this person's. You know why? It's because this person's family name. This person's in the Thighs Guild. Their family name is Conalude, and then their character name is Lude Witch. Jay's like, I love Jesus. This is my favorite character.
That's the one that caught my eye.
I'm sure that it did. And because Jay took my favorite one as well, I will pick a different one. I'm just kidding. So I had a few of these that I really liked. This is my guy right here. I like this for a couple reasons. I'm gonna look at it like this so that everybody really understands the full reason that I like this outfit. This is crazy. Oh. I didn't even know that you could, like, this is nuts. If you know what's happening. Like this is absolutely insane. He's dyed like a Giga Chad, and it really just shows you what family as a guild has to offer you. You know what I mean? Like, this is what family offers. All of the personality.
I understand why you did that angle now.
Yeah, he's dragging the wagon
that
under
is
there.
Crazy. That's the perfect height.
Yeah.
You don't have to kneel.
I love it, dude. I thought it was definitely the most unique. I was like, when I saw it, I actually almost fell out of my chair. I don't know if everybody else saw it at the time, but I actually almost fell out of my chair when I saw it. But yeah, there's a lot of honorable mentions. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Let's do closing thoughts. Blonde?
Closing thoughts. Definitely not a big fan of the scummy PA crystal tactics. There's way better ways to handle that. The Node War swapper change is kind of funny. So it's going to be interesting for people that aren't really paying attention today and tomorrow.
Again, they announced that the Node War change was coming with the Wednesday maintenance. And then they were like, but you're getting it on Sunday. And we're all like, wait, what? So guys, the node wars are being changed, but we're not actually getting the node war change until Sunday. So just heads up. Okay, Jay. Yeah.
Closing thoughts. Take out the crystal resto thingy. Just don't die. And you can find me over at twitch.tv/JakenVTB before the T.
Man. Jay doing his own. Honestly, we should all promote engagement in different ways. Jay's way is to just have everyone hate him. He's like handing the baton over to Jay. You know what I mean? Like Blonde's like, here, Jay, you can carry it this week. I will say that you should tell us in the comments what you liked about the podcast. But more importantly, you should tell us which outfit you liked the most, on which character. Mm-hmm. And which one kind of caught your eye the most in the comment section so that we know. And also, you know, people really enjoy it when you appreciate their characters and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun as well. There's always something happening on my channel. Let's see, YouTube videos. There's two new YouTube videos typically every single day. The Discord's super active. If you need help with the game, you want to ask questions, post pictures of your character, or ask for gear advice, there's always help available for you in the Discord. There's people sitting in voice and people available for you. And like I said, I'm super active on Twitter. And then I stream pretty much every day except for Wednesday and Sunday. Although I admit, lately, the last few weeks have been a little tough because of the OTK competition. I leave for Austin, Texas on Thursday, and I will be competing in the finals of OTK's top streamer. I'll be playing mini golf with some of the biggest names in content creation worldwide. Probably Asmin will be there. I would imagine that maybe Tectone, Soda Poppin, etc. We're going to get to meet all of them as well, and we'll compete in the finals of this chapter. So it'll be a lot of fun. That's going to be happening on Friday. If you want to support me, you can absolutely tune into probably NMP LOL stream. That's Nick's stream on Friday. There will be a mini golf. It certainly, if you don't know when it's going to be, I will be making a Discord post and a Twitter post, when the stream is about to go live so that you guys know, that I'm about to be, live on someone else's channel. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm very excited for it. It's definitely one of the bigger opportunities in my streaming career so far. But from all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, you guys have a great rest of your week.